are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
You know, I live my life in phases. I don't know. I think a lot of people do, but I sure as hell do. And after I got out of bodybuilding, I didn't know where to go. I didn't realize how strong and how motivating it was to me to get up on stage. You know, that stage, because when I made a commitment to go up on stage and compete, it was, I was going to be on stage come hell or high water. If I look like shit, too bad for me. That to me was the ultimate accountability, because my goodness, to be up in the front of a crowd, just to be up in front of a crowd is hard enough in a Speedo and being a fat fuck. Woo. That's a tough one. So the point is, it held me highly accountable. Well, when I got out of bodybuilding, when that was done, my phase, which I never thought that I would end that phase. And I didn't, not all the way. I mean, I don't want to compete again. I've been there and done that. And I know that. But what I did is, at that time, 13 months ago, and actually longer than that, what I did is I was motivated by fashion of all things. And that would be the last thing I would think I'd be motivated by. But it gave me something for some reason. I remember asking myself the question, and it's a silly, stupid thing to ask perhaps, but I said, I wonder how or if all t-shirts fit the same. That was a question that I asked myself. That took me on this odyssey way back when. I mean, I say 13 months ago, but I started getting into fashion way longer than that, probably 4 or 5 years ago, after I had these strokes and I knew that I couldn't take my body to the levels that I wanted to, especially then, because it would take me out. I'd be 6 feet under for sure. My body for sure was not ready for that. But I had to have something that motivated me. So getting into why and how, if all t-shirts fit the same, did that for whatever reason. It gave me something to get into. Next thing you know, I got into full-blown fashion. I mean, just like I did when I got into bodybuilding, when I get a passion, whatever that is, I'm all in. I did the same with my bike riding, my long-distance bike riding. I've talked about that before. All in. And I think that's just something that's just very important to be all in. I mean, all in. I got into the fashion. I created a unbelievable wardrobe. I know exactly how to dress men. And I even have women come to me and they ask how they should dress themselves. I got to that level. And here we are now. I'll get to the 13 months ago. 13 months ago, something happened to my brain. Something clicked. And what I mean by that is this state of goal changed. All of a sudden, I wanted to be competitive at a higher level. Simply put, I wanted to see how much muscle I could put back onto my body without killing myself. So far, I'm in the plus phase, or the plus side of that, because I'm still here.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief and the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
But I'm all in. I am all fucking in. I've been documenting some of the stuff as I've been going along. I remember 204 pounds. This is like 13 months ago. This is where I'm getting the 13 month number. When Robbie Robinson was going to come into the gym, I decided that I'm going to go on a diet like I did, like a pre-contest at that point to get real lean if I could, which is what I did. Robbie came in, I got pretty lean, and I still maintained a level of muscle. Good. That worked out fucking fantastic. But then that bug, it just starts growing. And my enthusiasm for now putting on muscle is where I'm at. I'm in that war mode, that mindset. And so where I'm at right now is I went from 204, I'm at 231. And I can honestly say that I've never been this lean at this weight, which is amazing. 67 years of age. I want to prove to myself that there's more, that the body can do a lot more than we think it can. Robbie Robinson has proven that. And I've talked about him so many times on this show because he's, you know, super inspiring. But I'm more of a mass monster as far as my mindset. You know, there's guys out there that get real lean and ripped. That's great. But I'm that guy that likes to be big, thick. I want to see if I can do that again. And that's the road that I'm on right now. And I got to tell you, man, it's been pretty damn amazing. I'm scaring myself a little bit. And this is the part where I have to be careful because I start clicking this mindset of mine. It goes into a spot I can't even explain to you. Last week, out of nowhere, doing a bent row, not a bent row, but a T-bar row. I mean, I had enough weight on there just to be able to do like 12 to 15 reps. 40 reps. Just all of a sudden something happened inside my head that clicked and I could have done more. That's where I'm at right now. And I think that it's important for you that are out there training. This is where you have to go. I mentioned it before. You got to put yourself in the fight or flight mode. Dancing with death. I just think that's where you have to go to make the body respond. But I wanted to break it down into some things that you could follow as a guideline. If that's what you're trying to do, the strategy and the blueprint that I'm going to give to you right now is going to be as specific as I want to get without getting too detailed. For those of you that want to add muscle, insanely add muscle, I'm natural. You know, I am on HRT, but I'm not taking, you know, any more than it's what's considered normal as far as the range. I take out a shitload of herbs. Peptide therapy, I think, is huge. You have to be able to, if you're training like a beast in the gym, you got to be able to take care of your body and to make sure that you're recovering. Not telling you something that you don't know. Needs to be repeated, though. So here's what you need to do. Okay, if you're gaining muscle or want to gain muscle, and this strategy that I'm going to talk to you about applies to if you're wanting to drop body fat, if you're wanting to develop endurance, it's the same blueprint. It's a little bit different because in this case, when you're adding muscle, you want to make sure that your caloric intake supports the training that you're doing. There are 6 week phases of what I call 6 week phases of growth. So they're each 6 weeks. In each 6 weeks, you have to do the same thing each time. In each one of those 6 weeks, you have to, in the first 6 weeks, you have to what I call shock and rebound. You need to shock the body. You need to restrict your training. You need to restrict your caloric intake for 2 weeks. And then you need to drive your calories up. And you need to make sure that after those 2 weeks, you start slowly increasing your calories. That happens in each one of those six week growth phases that I'm talking about. And as far as the components are concerned, we know that there's three components. There are three critical training components. resistance training, cardiovascular conditioning, and of course, nutrition. When you're in the, again, once you get out of those shock and the different phases, the shock and rebounds are each time that you get into the next phase, the shock and rebound, the caloric intake is a little bit higher, but the premise is the same. It's shocking the body to influence. So you can actually, in this case, when you're trying to put on muscle, you have to force your body to grow, and you have to do that with your caloric intake. But if you don't keep shocking your body with calories, I know that when I first started competing, I couldn't get myself past 227 pounds. And the only way that I could do that, and this goes to this example that I'm talking about, was after I had dieted down for that show. Well, the next time, that was a shock. In other words, that's how you can compare the what I'm calling shock and rebound. When I dieted down for that competition, I mean, I did everything that I could to get higher than 227 pounds. Could not do it. Your body gets to a point, and we're all different where those points are. It gets to a point where it stops. It balks. It's almost impossible for you to make your body move when it gets to that point. Dieting down for a competition is like me telling you, you need to shock your body for a couple of weeks. After I dieted down for that competition like that, and when I started bulking back up again, all I did was, again, rebound. That's the rebound part of what we're talking about. I mean, I got up to 227 and I just kept going. After that first show, I got up to 250 pounds now in my off season, and it went pretty easily. This is what I'm telling you about right now. I'm not saying that you need to do a pre-contest. You know, pre-contesting for a lot of us is anywhere from 8 to 12, sometimes 16 weeks. It just depends on what kind of shape that you're in. So I'm not saying that you should do that. Not that you couldn't. You'd get the same type of results, but I figured a way in these six weeks growth phases to do it in a way that you don't have to do it so long. It's just that the shock and rebound is the first 6 weeks. The second 6 weeks is called progressive maintenance, and then the third 6 weeks is called shock and accelerate. And if you do that in this manner, it's a lot more aggressive, but you don't have to drag it out as far, and you're going to get the same type of results. Keep in mind, as it relates to the three components, that you must make sure that leaving one of those components out or not utilizing the component to its fullest degree as a tool will definitely compromise overall results. So you have to be in it to the point where all three of these components are working simultaneously and in conjunction with one another based on what your stated goal is. So I can tell you that in as far as your caloric intake, what it should be is 500 to 700 calories to put on muscle over your maintenance caloric body intake as far as your body weight. So you got to stay on top of that. You have to really understand where you're at with your body weight, because this is about controlling things to a degree that you can manipulate your body and through training, cardio, through these three components, basically at will, if you do this in the way that I'm talking about. That's very efficient. You have to make sure that when you're doing cardio. So we know that 500 to 700 calories over your maintenance caloric intake is where you should be. Cardio. Don't do more than 30 minutes of cardio after the workout, not before, after. Some of you'll say, well, I like doing cardio before. Well, then that's fine. But I keep talking about, you know, being very specific to a goal and state of goal. If the state of goal is to put on muscle weight, that's what we're talking about here. So I don't care if you like doing cardio before, it doesn't matter. Because the stated goal is to put on as much muscle as possible. Don't do more than 20 to 25 minutes. Why? Because the thought sometimes, like mine was when I was dieting and learning the tricks of the trade, was that if I wanted to lose this amount of body fat in 30 minutes, I'd just double it to get more body fat loss. It doesn't work that way. 20 to 25 minutes when you're putting on muscle. Your caloric intake should be that you shouldn't be eating so much over your maintenance caloric intake that your body's putting on too much fat. And yet you got to challenge it. 750 calories or 700 calories over your maintenance will challenge you enough to where you're putting on, sometimes they call this now clean bulking, where you're staying a little bit lean, you know, and you're not getting too fat. And I think that's a really a good approach. Going back to your training, you want to start making sure that you're, because we know now without a fact, that the way to put on as much muscle as possible is to do as many repetitions and as much weight that you can for those repetitions. I would tell you, I go get down into the range of 8 reps, but I will tell you that I think you're going to be a lot more effective if you keep your rep range between 10 and 15 and even narrower, 12 to 15 reps when you're training. And push as much weight as you possibly can for the reps. If you're wanting to get a little bit stronger, then you want to cut your reps down to about 8. You want to get a little bit stronger. But I would say 12 to 15 reps, that's a really small range, 10 to 15. And don't be afraid to touch the 20 reps. So with that being said, I would highly recommend that you count how many reps that you're doing in each one of your training sessions. If you're just doing a low volume, just to give you an idea, 350 reps would be that number more or less that you want to hit. 350 reps, total reps. That's with all the body parts that you're training. It's a really important that you hold yourself accountable to those reps. And of course, we know that you should be doing your training sessions should last anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. Ideally, you can push your body to 55 minutes, but not too many times. Because eventually it'll catch up to you. But 350 reps per session, I would say you would want to do that for the 6 to 8 weeks. I'm going to give general ranges. If you want more information about how to do this specifically, you can reach out to me. And then we can get a more of a specific oriented detailed conversation about this. Because there's a very certain way to do that. But I'm giving you ranges after 6 or 8 weeks. Then you want to bump your repetitions up to about 450. That's a lot of damn reps. So you might be aware. And that's not even the highest level that I want you to go. The highest level of reps that you need to be doing at some point, this is down the road, you know, 18 weeks or more, 550 reps per session. Some of you are going to say that's insane. And those people that are saying that are probably some of the same people that told me I was insane when we talked about Bulgarian burst and training 3 times a day. I can't tell you how many times I heard that's going to be that program is not going to be good. It's going to force you into overtraining. Wrong. What was done, which is kind of what I'm talking about here, it forces your body into fight or flight. It forces you when you're keeping training sessions at 30 to 45 minutes, it truly forces you to become more efficient. And you'll be surprised at how many more reps that you could do when you focus on that number and making sure that you get those reps in. You have to do that. Most people won't do that. You know why? Because it's too fucking hard. It's too hard to do that day in and day out. I can tell you that right now. I don't really care about that. I care about producing results. I care about that on every single level. And if I tell you that this is what you have to do in order to put on massive amounts of muscle, that's just what you have to do. You have to figure that out, how to get that done. I don't want to sugarcoat anything. I never have. Is it going to be easy? Hell no. It's not easy to suffer every single day that you go into the gym. And yet I'm suggesting that you embrace that suffering. You engage that suffering. If you're not, you're not getting your full potential of what you should be getting into the gym. Now, as it relates to losing body fat, like I said in the beginning of the top of the show, it's basically the same thing, but just now instead of, in this case, putting on muscle, instead of adding 5 to 750 calories in your diet, you just do the opposite of that to some degree. Again, I'm just giving you some ranges and you do the same thing. Now, cardio wise, if the emphasis is now getting leaner, then for those of you who want to now do your cardio a couple times a day, go for it, because the emphasis is not on now putting muscle. I know that that's a hard thing to wrap your head around. At least it is for me. I would always want to add muscle, but I have to come to grips with the way that the physiology works. You have to pick, you have to choose. You can't get both at the same time efficiently. Know that. No matter what you think, know that. Pick one. So when you're cutting, it's now there's a different mindset. Do 30 minutes of cardio before. If you need to, do 30 minutes of cardio in the evening. I don't suggest that, but if your body's not responding, you do what you have to do to get it to respond. For those of you, I'm going to end this today right here. For those of you that want more information, some more really detailed information as to go about doing this, I can help you with that. Please limit when you're reaching out to me, I'd appreciate if you're really serious about this. I only want those people that are all in. You have to encompass and be that person all in when you go into a program like this. And that's if you want to get the most out of your program. If you don't, I'd rather you just do what you're doing, and I'm giving you some general information as to some things that you can do to help you out. But I am looking forward to hearing from you people, okay? Until next time, get serious, go.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.